Hey guys, we have finally done it. We have gotten to my favorite podcast episode so far. We're going to talk about mockups, and that's probably my favorite. We're not talking about mockups today. We are talking about how to scale your designs with more products. So I am so excited about this. I freaking love this topic. It is something I have been so focused on this fall. I took time off from my shooting schedule to really just like get into this the best I could in the fall of 2023 to like scale my shop up. And I was amazed how much I was able to add to my shop in a couple of months. Like, we're talking so much stuff, and it's not like low effort. It's like fun and just like using stuff you already have to create more products. And it is just the freaking best. I'm so excited about it. So excited to talk about this with you. It's going to be so fun. Okay, let's go. So if you design a t-shirt, should you turn it into a sweatshirt? If a mug totally bombs, should you axe it or should you put it on something else and try again? All your questions, squash. Sorry, that was really bad. All your questions about product scaling are answered here. Get ready to learn because this one is so freaking fun. So my first suggestion with this is to start with products you like. And one thing this made me think of is when I was in high school, I used to make all kinds of t-shirts with like iron-on letters. And like once I even like made like bedazzled jeans with like paint. Like I always like to do a whole bunch of fun and like quirky t-shirts, which makes sense because what do I sell? Now, fun and quirky t-shirts. So for me, it made sense to start with t-shirts. I am not someone who like collects coffee mugs, so coffee mugs are harder for me. I get tired of the space they take up. I love a good coffee mug. Don't get me wrong. One of the best weddings I ever went to gave out funny coffee mugs as favors. Like they were their drinks. It was so freaking cute. If you're getting married, keep this in mind because it's the best. They went to like the thrift store for like a couple of weeks and just scoured thrift stores for funny mugs, and they used that as their cups. Like for their booze. It was awesome. And then they kept them like as their favors. That was one of my favorite things I ever saw at a wedding. I still to this day, that was like years and years ago, and I still think about it. Love that. So I love a good coffee mug, but because I don't really collect coffee mugs, those felt harder for me to design. And even now I can get more irritated with them if I'm like I never design anything just for mugs, but sometimes I get irritated just like formatting them on the mug, and I don't have that experience with t-shirts. So start with products that you like. So for me, I love a t-shirt, but again, one of my best-selling products is a mug. Love that, and know that different products have different demands. So some products, like some designs, not products, I said that wrong. Some designs are just duds, and some designs, they just haven't found the right person. And other times, they just haven't found the right product. A design may never sell as a t-shirt, but it could sell 10 times as a mug. That doesn't even mean that the design is a better fit for the mug than the tee. It just means that someone out there found that product when they needed it. So one thing that like, I can't remember if we've talked about this yet or not, is that, so I apologize if this is redundant. If you can't tell, I'm very excited about this episode. So like one thing this made me think of is like, if you are creating, a sweatshirt, and you're like, okay, this sweatshirt is beautiful. I love it. It's awesome. And then you just leave it as a sweatshirt and no one buys it. Then that means that like it just sits there and it's dead, but you still love this design. Like you love it. You think this is the best one and you want to try it again. So try it on a t-shirt. Like that's how simple we're talking. Sometimes like it all comes down to luck. So my example of this is this. If you already thought of this like so randomly, I can't remember if I ended up putting this in another podcast we did earlier or not. So again, I'm so sorry if it's redundant. But if you decide that you are going to design a funny turtle shirt, you make a turtle shirt and it's so cute and it's so funny. And you put it up and it sells. Like you think it's funny. You like say something about like saving turtles on the beach. And then it sells that night. And you're kind of surprised because you haven't even like prettied up the listing. You're just using really generic mock-up photos. You've put in like one or two tags, but you were tired and you didn't do the whole listing. You just went to bed. And then you wake up and there's a sale. And then you finish it and a couple months go by and no one has bought the new listing, even though it's is a lot prettier than when it first posted. And even though it has that sales history. And then, and this is using Etsy shops as an example, because as always, I should say, I sell on Etsy. And so what happens is then 2 months later, you get an order for that shirt. And then you get another, and then you get another, and then you get another, another, another. And you're like, why am I getting so many sales in this shirt? And you like find the, you know, you go into your stats and you find out that someone on TikTok has shared it. And then you find out, you go and search for your product on TikTok and you're able to find it that day, which I never can find when I don't even know how I get so many TikTok referrals. So I've seen like 2 posts of my stuff ever. But I get TikTok referrals every day. I don't know. So anyways, in this example, you're able to find your product. And there is a new influencer who went to save turtles on a beach. And when she was saving turtles on the beach, she wore your shirt. And so someone asked, she doesn't talk about it in there. And she's like, got a smaller TikTok following, but that video has blown up. And so someone's asked about the shirt and she has linked it. And you were able, because of that, to see this influencer who had a TikTok blow up. It benefited your shop. And the only reason she found your shirt was because that same day you were uploading it, it came up as soon she sorted by new, and it was the first thing that came up as turtles. She liked it. She bought it. No one else has seen it. But then 2 months later, it goes semi-viral on TikTok and it is all over the place. That is something that we cannot replicate, right? So that can happen. And things like that do happen every day with social media. And personally, like on my shop, I can tell immediately when I have been featured somewhere, even if it's like a gift guide. So because I do a lot of because I do a lot of bookish merch, sometimes I'll get on gift guides without knowing it. And I'll be like, man, I'm getting a lot of traffic today. And then I'll go into my stats later and I'll see that I was linked on a gift guide. But I can tell almost immediately that I've been featured somewhere. And I do sometimes do marketing with like on newsletters and things like that too. And that's very new. I just started out this fall. I've only done a couple so far. And I can tell immediately when those go live because of the amount of orders that start going through. And that doesn't mean I'm getting an order every 10 minutes. It means that for some reason I have an item that has sold once or twice that got put on a gift guide and all of a sudden it sells 10 times that day. So that's what I'm talking about. It doesn't have to be like astronomical, like 100 sales in 5 hours. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you have that, like that can happen to anyone. Anyone can have their shirt pop up and someone can buy it and then it ends up being worn in something popular in social media later on or featured by someone. And that is what I'm talking about with you cannot control that kind of luck. There's always an element to that with that design. That doesn't mean that that design was better than something else you created that you might have put more or less effort into. It means that that product was seen at the right time by the right person who then made your shop grow indirectly. That is something that can easily happen with products. So that's something to keep in mind, that some designs are duds and some of them just haven't found the right person. So in my mock-up shop, basically everything sells. Did y'all know you'd hear so much about mock-ups when you started this Print on Demand podcast? Probably not. I didn't think I would talk about them so much. I was like, oh, they're different. No, they're totally intertwined, which is one of the reasons I ended up making this. Anyways, I was a guest on another podcast and I was like, dang, I keep wanting to talk about my like Print on Demand shop too as I'm talking about my mock-ups. Like they're really connected. And then this idea came to be. So in my mock-up shop, basically everything sells. I don't mean that everything sells nonstop, but most of my items have at least 1 or 2 sales in their history. Like I have a very good buy rate for all of my items in my mock-up shop. That doesn't mean that it constantly sells. With print on demand though, that's not always the case. With both of my shops, sometimes things sell a ton and then stop abruptly, like almost overnight. Sometimes designs are slow burns. Sometimes they are really fast hits. I've sold items in both shops immediately after posting, like within 5 minutes. And I've had items in both shops that sat for months with no sales. And sometimes my favorite stuff doesn't sell at all. Remember that we cannot control our sales. We can, however, control our designs, the end products we choose, and listings and product pages we put out into the world. If we don't put it out, it will not sell. If you don't create designs, you will not get better at designing. Personally, I don't think I will ever be a great designer, and I don't think of myself as a designer anyway. I think of myself as someone who can curate really fun little art projects and digital collages in Canva. They bring me so much joy and my customers so much joy too, and that's incredible. For me, that is the goal. Of course, I want to make money, but I also just like love making people feel joy when they purchase something totally ridiculous for me. And by, or just like really colorful and happy. And by offering different product types on my print on demand shop, I'm able to do this. Like, I have a few like cutting boards because, as we'll go into it, they're the same dimensions as other things. And so I put some up and I sell them every once in a while. And I know that made someone very happy and it is fun to sell. Like, it's just a fun thing. So remember that different products, again, have different demands. Sometimes you're putting up a t-shirt and people want tank tops. Sometimes you're putting up a mug and people want a tote bag. And sometimes people reach out to you and ask for things to be made. But usually if it's not there, they're going to pass by. So decide when you want to attempt scaling. This is something I would recommend doing now if you have not already. It doesn't matter what spot you're on in your shop, but it's something that I recommend. So I like doing 4 listings at a time. And I know we talked about this in an earlier podcast, but we're going to talk about it again today. So I always do 4 listings. It used to be even when I was recording the first part of this podcast, because I did half of this at the beginning of November and half at the end. This one is an end of November episode. And what it happened to me with my shop is when I started, I would do 1 shirt and that's how I did it. And then I didn't really add anything else. Eventually I started adding more things later on. And then about probably last Q4, I would put up like a shirt and a sweatshirt at the same time and maybe a tote bag. Now though, I do 4 products at the time. And in the beginning of this fall, when I decided to really like focus, I decided in August to really like give my print on demand shop like a real try, like to really go for it. And that's what I did with scaling and why I'm so passionate about this topic and the topic we're talking about next week and the topic we talked about last week. Like, it's something I've been thinking about so much lately. So remember that you can scale out. So for me, I do 4 listings and I do not do 4 of the same thing. It used to be that I would do a sweatshirt and like a tote bag or a mug and then 2 t-shirts. So I do Comfort Colors and Bella Canvas because I love both. What I love about those is they're so different. And it also gave me data because I could use different mock-up photos. Now I do it a little bit differently. So in about a couple weeks ago, I added, earlier this month, I added pillows and blankets and candles. Like in October, I had no candles. And now I have almost 300 candles on my shop. I also added posters just a couple days ago when someone asked me to add them to my shop. I added those. And then I have wall pendants that I added in August. I didn't have wall pendants before August and maybe the last week of July. And none of those existed in my shop until very, very recently. And what's been so great for me is now what I do is I do a shirt and a sweatshirt. Sometimes if I feel like it might be more, like I usually look at the design and decide if I think it's more of a Comfort Colors or Bella Canvas design, because those are my 2 main shirts. But sometimes I do both because I can see it go both ways. I like to have both because sometimes people prefer one brand over the other, but it's not a big deal to just replicate it either. So what I don't like doing is having to re-download the graphic. It's easier when I make a new mock-up if I'm relisting something. So I like if I'm adding a different version of it. So what I love about that is that I can now do a sweatshirt, I can do a t-shirt, I can do a tote bag, of course, but then I can do a wall pendant, or I can do a poster, or I can do a pillow. And if I do a pillow or I do a blanket, I use a lot of the same kind of graphics, just reformatted. So that means if I do a pillow when I put up a sweatshirt and a t-shirt and a tote bag, it means that later I know I can go into that pillow design and make a blanket easily or make a wall print easily because I'm going to pull those same graphics and the mock-ups are easier than t-shirts. So because I use a lot of just the of my suppliers mock-ups for things like candles and blankets, I just zoom in. That's how I do it with mine. I don't know that that's the best strategy, but that is how I do it and it's worked well so far. And I don't sell a ton of blankets, but most of my blankets are new. And the blankets have a pretty good profit margin, which is awesome as well. So when you're doing this, decide when you want to attempt at scaling. Do you want to attempt when you first put it out? I like doing it because of what I mentioned. It's easier to make the mock-ups. I like knowing that I can come back to certain things I've made. So like pillows and blankets, prints, things like that. I can use a lot of the same design elements and like reformat them within Printify when I do it. And it's really fun to do it that way. So you can do that. And you can also be like, no, I'm just putting up a t-shirt. That is up to you. That is your decision. But decide when you want to attempt scaling. It might be now. It might be when you make that listing. It might be in 2 weeks after you get some data. It might be 2 months when you have more data. And then once you've decided, remember to look and do your research. Know what items have similar dimensions. So if you have a puzzle, congratulations, you also have a blanket. If you have a blanket, congrats, you can make that a pillow. If you have a pillow, congrats, you can make that a wall print. If you have a wall print, congrats, you can also make that a wall pennant. There is so much you can do if you are adding more designs to your shop. So what I love about this is that you can really expand. There's two ways to expand. And I think of them kind of like vertically and horizontally in my mind. So vertically would be like adding more types of products. So like adding a pillow, adding a pennant, adding a blanket, and then vertically would be like making those designs more. And that's something that's great because then you have like this whole checkerboard going. You know what I mean? Like you have this whole net that you're building stronger and stronger, and it's just really freaking fun. And so as you do that, it's just a really creative opportunity, and you can learn very fast that with, if you're using Printify, you can go in, copy a listing, and then you can replace it. It is fantastic. I use this tool all the time. And by doing that, I'm able to, one, make items with similar dimensions, and I'm able to reformat my designs for new items. So say, for example, I have a pillow and I am going to put a pillow up. How I do my pillows is a little bit different. I like to do a fun graphic on one side and then I do a floral pattern on the back. I love it. It's adorable. And I also will use those pillows like in my mock-up shoots a lot. They're really fun, really colorful. I love the pillows on Printify, but there's two ways you can change that. So one, you can do the pillow listing and then you can copy that and turn it into a print. Then after that, what you can do is you can go in and you can take what you have for that pillow and you can duplicate it again and then turn it into a wall pennant. And what you're going to do in that one is you will just delete the back pattern or you will add it somehow creatively. And then you can have the graphic you have on the front of the pillow with the backdrop that you have on that pillow, and then that is now a wall pennant. The dimensions are similar. You're not going to have to re-export the graphic in a different size. This is building your shop, and it's because someone who is looking for a pillow is not necessarily going to look for a wall pennant. So as you add things, you're going to expand them out bigger and bigger and bigger. And so like for me personally, like that's one way I love to do it. Another way is say like if you want to do, like I did a couple last week where I did candles and blankets. And so what I did was I made them as candles and then I copied everything I had in Canva and transferred it over to a different document where I reformatted those candles into blankets. And it was pretty fast. It wasn't as fast as copying, but that is something you can do too. So reformat your designs to make more designs. This can be really simple. Sometimes, again, it is just copying. If you were doing shirts and mugs and totes, you don't have to do anything except for copy those and then put the graphic on or open a new product with that type and put it on. That's all you have to do. Of course, you have to make the mockups, but you don't have to reformat anything in that PNG file. It's already the right size, it's going to be okay. Remember that there is no one right way to do anything. There are so many ways to scale your designs, and I cannot recommend scaling enough because there are tons of t-shirts out there, and of course people are going to buy t-shirts more than they're going to buy blankets. But someone who loves your design may not want to have another t-shirt, and someone who loves your design might find a blanket that's perfect for a gift. Speaking of gifts, one thing that is not talked about a ton within print on demand education that I have seen is that shirts are great gifts, But not everyone knows everyone's size, and not everyone is comfortable asking their friends and family sizes. They also might not want to assume, or they might come across a t-shirt that is perfect for their friend, but it's 1 o'clock in the morning when they're doing gifts and they don't want to text them their size. So what you can do with that is make sure that your designs that sell well also have options that do not require sizing. So this would be, of course, a tote bag or a coffee mug, but think bigger than that. Think about blankets. Think about pennants. Think about posters. There are so many options. If you have a puzzle, if you make a puzzle design, you can turn that into a bento box. It's not going to be the exact same, but it's still going to be there. You can also turn it into a rug. You might have to finagle the settings a little bit, but a lot of times those can be stretched and fit into other designs. And that is where you really have the growth. I have spent all this fall doing this kind of things, and I'm very hopeful for the future of what my shop has. My shop, I still consider it a baby shop, but I grew it so fast listing number wise because I was able to duplicate things and reformat them into different patterns. Like I did a ton of pillows in October-ish, and I have only sold a handful of pillows. I don't have a ton of pillows, but I reformatted them into different things. And a lot of those different things sell very well already. And that's only after a couple of weeks of listings. And remember that when we're talking about what's selling well, is that's going to be different for every shop owner. If you are somebody who is selling 200 items a day, then it's not going to be very good if something just sells twice a day. However, if you're selling 200 items every 6 months, something that sells twice is good. And that is a different data point. Everyone starts things in different ways. We are not all on the same journey of the same path, but by scaling your designs with more products, you're going to put out more options. You're also going to have to do less design work. And so while I don't really recommend this strategy when you are just starting, when you are designing, and again, I will never consider myself a professional designer. I don't know how to like use Illustrator. I don't do things like that. And I cannot draw, but I can definitely make cute collages, and it is really freaking fun. And what I realized is that, like, at first I knew my designs were bad. Of course I wanted them to be good, but they were not there yet. And a couple months in, I started feeling like, okay, like I'm kind of getting this. Some of these things are good. And you get like these, like, almost like it almost feels like a little readjustment in your brain. You're like, okay, I've done this. Like, this is good. Like, this is great. I love this. And then like, it keeps doing that. For me, when I knew I was getting where I wanted to go, and I'm not saying everything in my shop is still that caliber, and I'm not saying that I don't put out bad designs sometimes, because of course I do. Like, that is a part of the process. Like, you have to be willing to like not always make fantastic things. Sometimes you're just going to make things that are not exactly what you want. Sometimes those things are going to be your best sellers, and sometimes they're just not going to sell at all. Sometimes you're going to love things and they're barely going to sell. And what I mean by this is, like, if you are wanting to create something like really joyful, but you, okay, let me just back up. One way to tell that you're really getting where you want to be as a designer is that you start making stuff that was your first idea again. So for me, when I started, I did a couple of like really like kind of funny sayings, but I didn't like really embrace like the big boldness, and I ditched them. I was like, this isn't for me. I focused on collages before I really focused on anything else. So I didn't really do any text designs. I didn't really do anything super funny. I was mostly just doing collage designs because that's what sold for me at first, was animal collages. But I wasn't super talented at them. And so not all of them were doing very well, but there would be ones that did come through very well at the same time. And I didn't have a lot of funny stuff, but I did have funny ideas. And I didn't put them up because I was mostly trying to learn how to do collage work. Now, though, a few months back, before I started really expanding, I realized that I was revisiting ideas that I had early on. So, like, something that was funny that I might have had the idea for but didn't have the design skills to make it yet, I wouldn't have made then, and then I was making it later. So that happens, too, when you get farther on in your journey, is you might want to kind of, like, redo some things that you had the idea for early on. And if that is happening within your, like, brainstorming, that is when I would start really, and you can do it before, of course, but like that is a time where I would definitely think about scaling your designs with more products, because it means you're getting into more of a system and you're getting into more of a creative pattern. And by doing that, you're going to make your designs better and better. Now, that does not mean that every single product is going to sell. For example, like sometimes like I will make like a couple weeks ago, I do a lot of like probably reading stuff, and I had done a really funny dragon one about 2 months ago. It never really sold. I think it is hilarious. It's a like vintage illustration of like an older lady like reading a book, and it says, "I was told there would be dragons." It's super funny and super silly, and it sold a couple of times. But then I was like, oh, I make these flower collages. I'll make one about dragons. I put it up as a couple of things, and I was like, these probably aren't going to sell because the funny one doesn't sell as much, but I'm going to do the flower collages because I believe in building out those niches. So if you're going to do something about dragons, don't just do it with one style, do it with different styles that appear multiple times in your shop. So we talked about that with designing, with the raccoon wearing sunglasses. So what I did then, like what happened then was I put that up not even a week ago, and it has sold as a sweatshirt and a pinup multiple times. I don't know why, because I think the other one is funnier, but this one fits my vibe of my shop maybe even more than the other one does, because it has the fun floral collages that, again, I built my shop off of. I do flower collages for everything. So I do flower collages of animals, of historical figures, and of books. I do tons of flower collages, and they're really fun, and they've helped me really expand. And because I have that, I also will do like fun wall prints or fun wall pennants with text with flowers behind them, because that makes sense in my shop. And by scaling the designs and scaling the products, it means I have a lot more options, and people who like my vibe are going to come into the shop and like look for that aesthetic. And that means I'm going to have more sales from those things. So someone who comes to my shop and they just see the like, "I was told there'd be dragons" t-shirt, someone could find that, love it, and buy it. Someone else could see and be like, "That's really funny, but it doesn't have flowers, so it's not for me." And that person would be drawn to the one that sees the probably reading about dragons with a bunch of flowers. And with that, I have more options. So it's not just a sweatshirt. It's not just a t-shirt. It's also unique products like wall pennants. I always recommend things like wall pennants and blankets because they are different. I'm liking the candles. I think candles are a little bit more nuanced. With that, I probably wouldn't do that unless you had a business insurance and license. But again, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. Candles, I don't know. I don't know. Candles kind of scare me sometimes. But I love using the candles. They're beautiful. I've got a lot of samples and they're great. I love that, and really think that there's so many creative options. It's not just about t-shirts and tote bags and mugs and sweatshirts. There's so many other things you can do. So look through the catalog of your print provider. If you're not seeing something you love, go look at other print providers and see what else you can add. For example, I'm gonna like build off the candle idea. Is I love the candles on Printify. I think they're amazing and I love my samples, but like Printed Mint has a huge catalog of candles, like so many candle options, whereas Printify only has a few. And so if you really want to get into candles, Printed Mint might be the supplier that you want to go with. They also have fancy packaging. And so that could be something that would work fantastic for your business model. So don't even like when you're doing designs and like thinking of scaling, you don't even have to stay within that same supplier. I love my supplier. I love Printify. I love the candles I get from there. But if you wanted something a little bit different, you might find that on Printed Mint, which is fantastic, and check them out. You know what I mean? Like go for those things, try it out, and know that scaling your designs with more products might mean that your listings kind of balloon over your sales for a while. Don't think of it as that. Think of it as collecting data. So what happens if they keep renewing? I never take down, like if I have a sweatshirt that sells, I always keep the t-shirt. But if I have like a mug that's constantly selling, I might take the t-shirts down. You know what I mean? If they never sell, never have any favorites, never anything, I will keep the mug, but I'll take down the t-shirts. And that's what is really so fascinating about print on demand is, again, you do not have to have inventory. You just have to have your ideas, and then you have to have your website or your platform. And the most you're out is the hosting for your website or the payments for the listing fees. And like, if you're selling on Etsy like I do, 20 cents is not a lot. And I am willing to pay a dollar to try different types of products with one design. And that's my personal philosophy. We're all going to have different philosophies. That is how I approach it. But do not be afraid to try out new products. Of course, read reviews. Of course, be aware of what you're doing and what you should be able to do the back end wise 100 times over. This is not even like anything close to some kind of like business, like technicality, like legality type of advice. This is just things that I do to make my print on demand business run a little smoother and really help y'all out there who want a little bit more going on in your shop. I have loved the creative process of scaling my products with just more and more different kinds of products. It is fun, it is creative, and I just freaking love it. And I have high hopes for how they'll perform in the future. But even if they don't, that's okay, because guess what? I got the data. And that is so important when we have print on demand, is really paying attention to that data and making things work and just thrive. Okay, guys, hope that was a fun one. I feel like I got a little intense because welcome to the podcast. And I cannot wait to talk to you next week when we're going to talk about expanding your niche, which is so freaking fun. I'll talk to you later. Bye.